Okay, well, the book I've chosen for children is a picture book, and there are some really beautiful picture books around at the moment. There's been a prize awarded recently, the Kate Greenaway Prize for Shackleton's Journey by William Grill, which is a fantastic book, and it's typical of picture books these days that they're not just for very young children, we have that image of them, but actually some are very sophisticated and appeal to all ages. And the one I've chosen today is for younger readers, but I think it spans quite an age group, so I think it's sort of suitable for children aged 3 to 7. Those are reading for themselves, but still enjoy the comfort of a big book to hold with lots of colourful pictures. But the story is quite quirky and quite tongue-in-cheek, so I think everybody will enjoy it. It's called How the Library, Not the Prince, Saved Rapunzel. So it's about a modern-day Rapunzel. Girl with very long hair who lives on the top of a tall block of flats. The lift isn't working, so various people call out to Rapunzel for help. There's the milkman, the postman, the baker, her aunt. Even a prince arrives on a moped, but Rapunzel is bored. She doesn't help any of them. But these friends are good friends, and they worry about her, so they decide to make the trudge up all those steps to cook her a nice dinner and deliver the letter that the postman's brought. And she feels better for seeing her friends, so she opens the letter and she discovers that she's got a job at the library. And this transforms her. She gets out a spanner and she mends the lift, and then she gets ready for her new job. And at the library she meets new people and discovers new skills and new worlds through her love of reading the books. And the moral of the story is there's more to life than growing your hair. It's a little bit silly, but it's written in rhyme and there are lots of great details on all the colourful illustrations. And I think you'd go back to it again and again because there's more to see each time.